It's a complicated district, rural, Republican, and white, and filled with farms. At the same time, it has a world-renowned high-tech center in Reed's hometown of Corning and educational excellence in Ithaca with Cornell and Ithaca College. It also has serious economic problems made worse by COVID. Both candidates say economic development is vital. Reed says a vaccine for COVID is the key to turning the economy around.
Prior to COVID-19, we were seeing a rebirth of American manufacturing in the district. We were seeing economic indicators in the agricultural community with the negotiation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, now being signed and coming into existence. And we saw an economic expansion that was taking hold in the district with holding China accountable and giving us access to that market.
Matrano left a future running the family restaurant in Rochester, eventually to go for a PhD and a law degree and college teaching in history and cybersecurity, to commit to a long-term campaign against Reed. She says the opportunities exist.
People come here to go to our wonderful institutions of learning, and then they go someplace else for the job. We can change that. Look, Ithaca has a good economy, Corning has a good economy, and Corning has advanced manufacturing, which is where we need to go. We need 21st century jobs. We need the education for it. We need the pipeline through our community colleges. And I support, by the way, up to a two-year degree to be supported by federal, state, and local funds.
Attending higher education can be very expensive, something Reed says he knows from experience. $110,000 in loans when he graduated from Alfred University.
We can't subsidize those college costs and think the college costs are going to go down. We need to hold these guys accountable for saying, why are you charging $70,000 a year to have a child go to college or a university like Syracuse University and the others? That's ridiculous. You got to start putting some sunshine on these guys and say, where are these dollars going?
Matrano says she gave up a job which pays more than Congress to make her first run against Reed and this race. She says this is a struggle for the nation's soul and the rule of money.
There's too much money in Congress and in federal government and state government as well. There are no controls on it. We have congressmen like Reed who's bought and sold by corporate PACs, and you have a district, whether it's farmers or whether it's working people, who have had no help from this congressman in 10 years. And it is time for them to think very seriously what they need and want. And if he hasn't gotten it in 10 years, he's not about to get it in the next term.
Reed says he's a problem solver who can work across party lines even when Democrats control the House of Representatives, and polls suggest they will keep that hold starting in January. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.